Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. How's everybody doing? Good.
Happy Monday.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS. To our friends, we are delighted to have you with us today. First timers, sit back and relax and enjoy a show you've never heard before. And if you're, an old timer, hi, you old farts. Great to see you. Flagstaff, Arizona. Napoli, Hanakawai, Maui, Hawaii. Clam, Virginia.
You know what they have there, don't you?
Clams.
Exactly.
Foley, Alabama. Nuke Greenland. Well, that's not very nice.
No, it's not a motto. It's a place.
Nuke Greenland.
No.
Fredonia, New York. Fredonia.
Fredonia.
New York. Yes. Hey, Fredonia. Hey, Fredonia. Lots to talk about on today's show. I will be sending visual aids to my compatriots here to let you know what I was up to this morning. Very interesting morning here in Southwest Florida. But before we do any of that, I think it's an important thing to get right to our major announcement. We certainly talked about it yet.
I thought that would make it exciting.
What's that from?
Ooh.
It's a fanfare.
I know it's a fanfare, you moron. I just want to know where it might have been from.
I think it's from a production package called,
Crap?
No, Mike, don't you insult my fanfares. Yeah. These are good.
That sounds like a video.
That's tinny. That
sounds like a
tinny.
Video game.
Listen to this.
That sounds as, you know what that sounds like? Royalty free to me.
All right. How about
that? Sounds royalty free.
Let's do a different fanfare.
That sounds like winning a slot machine.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that sound.
All of these are fun.
Yeah. See? Fun.
It's time for a major, major announcement. Now, that's just piracy. That's stealing that from the Olympics.
Well, who says?
But boy, I mean, you can tell the money put into that. Let me get
you
my
You don't like
straight.
That as much as this?
I feel like I just leveled up.
I feel like I just can't get a comfortable position. Ouch. Okay, ready? Are you ready for our major announcements? Here we go. Okay. All right.
We don't want anyone to be unaware that a major announcement is coming, Mike.
That's my favorite.
Oh, you like
that's
that one.
My all-time
that's
favorite.
Winner.
All right.
My hands are cramping because I'm totally dehydrated.
Yeah,
I've been working since 7 o'clock
Drink
this
up.
Morning.
Drink up.
Well, are we ready?
Yes. For what?
For the announcement. And now. A major announcement from the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're back.
Yes, we're back.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Guess who's back? So excited you guys are back.
Did you miss me?
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you.
Gee, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, my boy. Now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
You came back.
Some of them said you might not want to, but I knew you'd come. You would not come. You could not come.
We just wanted to see you. We miss you.
I y'all are. I'm glad for you to see me, our guarantee.
Oh, share the TMOS live show is back. April 15th, 2023.
Wait a minute. No, don't play your promo yet. Don't play your promo.
Why would
I'm
you
making
make it
the
all
announcement.
About
you dunderhead. We can't do it unless we rehearse it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because they don't get it. They don't know showmanship. That's it.
Why would it be you and not him?
I thought I was making the announcement.
Oh, then we need a fanfare.
Sometimes I wish you were on the sauce. The Mike O'Mara Show live is back. And this music ought to tell you something. We're not going to go to Las Vegas. No, sir.
No.
We are going to do a spring live show Saturday, tax day, April 15th. The Mike O'Mara Show live returns to the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets will be available to all of you soon, so get ready. Bonus show subscribers will be notified with exclusive pre-sale details. That's nice. This spring, April 15th, Mike, Oscar, and Rob will be headed to the city that Care Forgot to meet you, greet you, and entertain you as only they can. Fun, laughs, music, and surprises at arguably one of the nicest, coolest small venues that I've ever been to. House of Blues in New Orleans, where I once saw the Northwest, that's how long ago it was, the Northwest All-Star Band. It was just fantastic.
Many people in that band have now passed, Mike.
They're dead.
Yes.
It's a great chance for all of you Americans to congregate and partay. We like to go to the fun cities. We do the circuit just like the Super Bowl. Las Vegas was good, but the House of Blues was nicer to us in New Orleans than they were in Las Vegas. It's quite simple. That's it.
So we actually made the determination.
Yeah, well, the House of Blues in Las Vegas was, you know, we tried to make that work. Yeah.
Right.
But we've also been in Las Vegas two times in a row. And so it's back. And this is in the middle of the country. So it's easier for our East Coasters to come see us. And we're excited about it. There's no better city for good times than New Orleans. And the House of Blues is right in the middle of the quarter. And the food, the drinks, the laughs, and a bit of voodoo music. Hula!
Hula!
The past few years have been tough, and we're all ready to blow off some steam. We can't wait to host the most dysfunctional family reunion ever. It's been way too long since we've gotten together, so plan to be there on April 15th. We are so excited for you, and we're really, 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 really looking forward to it. And we will have details on when the tickets go on sale. We're hoping for November.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for. Obviously, they didn't confirm that for us, so that's all right.
No, there's certain levels of confirmation we have, Mike. I just wanted to, I guess the real takeaway here is that our listeners were very vocal, especially within the fan club, about doing something in November and what a quick turnaround that was going to be for listeners.
Yes.
Not just schedule-wise, but budget-wise. And we took that to heart. And we said, you know what would make sense for not just our people's budgets, but also health and safety, is to do something in April. And what made sense was to go to a different city, as you just mentioned. And I would love another opportunity to go back to New Orleans, knowing what I know from our last trip in New Orleans years ago, right? Five, 6 years ago. And like personally for me, it would be nice to even spend a couple more days there because I didn't feel like we got, it was like, it was just theater, 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 go, right?
Yeah.
And now that I know more about that city, it just seems amazing.
You know what you should do? You should try to get a good hotel room like Dan O'Brien did the last time he went.
Oh. The best roommate in the world.
So save the date. It's Saturday, April 15th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Make your travel arrangements. It's a good time to book travel, actually.
Yes.
So be aware of that. And we will see you there at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana on Saturday, April 15th for a Mike O'Mara live show and a weekend of fun because that's what happened last time as we walked the streets on Friday night and bumped into all of our listeners. And that's what we're going to be doing this Friday night, too. We're going to be painting the town red, and we'll see you on Friday. And then on Saturday, we do our live show and lots of interesting things being discussed.
Sunday is our prayer breakfast.
Sunday, we're beating feet. I might drive up. I might actually drive up.
How long of a drive is it for you?
It's probably 12 hours, I would think.
That's nothing.
Wow.
That's great.
That's not bad.
I don't know. It depends on whether my house is here.
You might be driving there tonight.
My back hurts so bad right now. I am in such agony right now. I hate my back. I hate my doctor. I hate everybody. I am so angry. I am so disappointed. I am so mad at the world right now. I am mad at the National Hurricane Center. I am mad at the weather forecasters. I am so sick of listening to the patter, 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 as nobody knows what the F is going on. And I've changed my plans multiple times. If you want to know, Oscar said he was trying to get in touch with me this morning. If you'd like to know what I was doing, I just sent you, all three of yous, a text to show you what I was
Oscar,
up to
here this comes
morning.
The text.
I actually... Mike, there was a part of me that this weekend was like, man, if this thing keeps turning, like, I don't know if it's even appropriate to make an announcement on Monday, but we've already planned this.
Right.
Because the level of tension and stress you must be under.
I was, every plan was discussed in our house. I'm a planner for this stuff. I believe that when they tell you to say have a plan, we do. The plans change dramatically because you just have to assume something bad's going to happen. Do you guys get the picture?
We just got it. Jesus Christ.
Wow, you did that?
I did that, and I hurt my back doing it.
I bet you did.
I'm not happy about that, and it's about halfway done. We have more to do after this, but those are hurricane shutters that the house came with when we bought them, and so it was the power drill and, you know, up and down and up and down.
How do they
and up
attach?
And down.
Do you screw them into?
You screw them in. Yep. You screw them in. They've got, you know, concrete
That's
anchors
terrifying.
That they have.
That Jesus. Is
so. I don't even know what the latest word is, but they don't either. So it's just this weird.
And it changes.
Weird
constantly
state.
Constantly changing.
Well, it's changing more than it has with other storms. They're usually a little bit more dialed in. Or maybe they are not. I'm just not used to being in the middle of it. And so when it gets right now, you know, they show you those big cones as to where the thing's going to land and where it's going to be. And right now, where I live is outside of that cone. What they don't tell you is that you're already being inundated with tropical storm winds that we're supposed to get, but they also don't tell you what's going to happen if it gets closer. When it's passing by us right now, as it stands, when it's the closest to us, it'll be a Category 4, which is a very dangerous situation.
Storm.
Yes,
and so, you know, one little breath right or left could make a big difference. So for the first time since I've lived in this house, and you know, I've been in this house for a long time, it was into the garage. These things were like bungee corded to the wall in there, and they were all stacked up. And I went out to the garage first thing this morning. I had no idea what I was looking at. I didn't know if they go sideways, up and down.
Well,
whatever.
You know, you are lucky you have them because I bet you they can't get plywood right now.
You can't. Well, no, probably not. I think that. But at the same time, if you're in the Tampa area, they're talking evacuations.
They're telling
up
you to
there.
Leave Tampa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're not sure when it's going to hit and what's going to happen. So I got out there, and then thank God, about four panels in, you started seeing writing on the panels where he was saying like
which
bathroom,
window?
Small bathroom window, and stuff
okay.
like that. But the worst part of all of it is that this house has been painted multifold times since it was built. So you've got this crusted on paint that's over the screws, and where we had it painted most recently, I think the guy just went on with a power painter and just stood on top of the screws and tried to shoot it into the screw hole.
He just filled them.
It was nuts, but I mean, right before airtime, I'm getting ready to do the last two windows, which now has our bedroom completely secure. It's weird because you go into the bedroom, you shut the light off, and it is pitch black.
Yeah,
in the middle of the day,
like Elvis.
It is a very strange. This studio that I'm in now, this was one of the first windows that I secured, and as they'll tell you, the guys got them. They're aluminum shutters, storm shutters that they have, and we have done the whole right side of the house, and we have done the whole back side of the house, and we've even done the door to the bathroom that is the entrance in the back end of the house. So it's just a weird, strange feeling to be doing that, and more neighbors are getting that done. The people that didn't have the money to buy hurricane windows, which I should have done.
I actually don't.
Well, you didn't build the house.
I didn't know they existed. What are hurricane windows?
Everything. They have automatic. They have a thing where you can throw a switch and gzzz, and everything comes down.
Yeah, like, mom like the Batmobile. You're secure.
Your mom has those?
Yeah, yeah. She has one of those in Virginia Beach. Your mom goes to college.
What does your mom have?
She has a storm shutter that has a switch you flip, and the whole thing, just this armor sheet, just rolls down. It's
comes
great.
Down like a public storage?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like a garage door.
And is it just for hurricanes or when you visit?
Everything.
Okay.
Is that
no one's home!
Is that hurricane windows or is hurricane shutters?
Well, hurricane windows are windows that are rated for impact. So you don't need hurricane shutters.
Are they like windshield? Are they safety glass as
they're
well?
Just, or? I don't know what the
bulletproof glass.
I don't know what the space age polymer is, but they are interesting and they're designed. Now our neighbors, John and Nancy down the road who we hang out with a lot, have not only hurricane windows, but they have a full house generator.
Oh.
So we have them as our bud buddies, which will ensure hopefully a decent night's sleep if we lose or when we lose power, which we're expecting to do.
I always see that. Are they called Generac, the infomercials?
I think most of the, you know, generators that are the whole house ones are Generac. And, you know, it's, you're talking starting at 12 grand.
You need square footage, too. Like, yeah, you do. Where are you going to put that thing? On your roof?
Well, no.
Don't put it on the roof.
It'll blow away.
It will blow away.
Well, you put it next to your heat pump. That's where you put it. You put it there.
Mine's in my kitchen.
You need a concrete footing for it then.
So, you know, late in the season, here we are, and we thought we'd have another year where we dodged a bullet, but it didn't. How did I jinx it?
We
made it on Carla's trip, though.
Well, we said there wasn't like even hurricane season started, and there was something like a throwaway that like I can't believe there aren't that many storms. Like there's zero storms right now.
Well, I just think you're lucky that you didn't get swept up in the Bahamas with it on the trip. I think that's
I wouldn't have had that wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have allowed that to happen. I mean, they have enough. The problem we have now is this. They keep saying that this is very uncertain as far as the path of where it's going to go, and it's scary. I mean, it's scary for, you know, boy, the way they talk about Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
If a Category 3 comes ashore there. Flood. Flooding down here, too. Storm surge down here. It's the dirty side of the storm. They like saying that, too. It's the dirty side.
I haven't heard that term yet. Jeez.
Of the storm. So,
do you have any, like, any gut about what you think is going to happen? Because, if anybody,
you're pretty good at this. I think there's going to be some significant wind damage. I think that this one is going to be big enough where a lot of wind gusts will. I think there will be a reasonable amount of flooding at the shore down to where. But you got to understand, this is we're sea level. It's just a big flat peninsula. Yeah. And so the flooding gets up everywhere and you just have to wait and see. We have a little river that's not near where we live, but it's about 20 minutes away. It's called the Imperial River, and the Imperial River just gets hammered.
Yeah.
And these low-lying communities,
the water has nowhere to go because there's no incline, right?
I remember after Hurricane Irma, we got out of Dodge, we drove back to Virginia, and then we came back to watch, to see what had happened. And we're driving around, and for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, just every bit of furniture out on the street where people had flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm hoping that, look, I can put all these shutters up and, hopefully mitigate the wind as it's coming in. What I really can't do is prevent anything from happening with a flood.
Nobody can.
So that's it. But, this is what, and by the way, this one, I'm totally dehydrated. This is what my voice sounds like. Hi, how are you? I sound like an old man today.
You've been working out.
Yeah.
I haven't been working out for almost a month now.
I'm talking about putting up those, those shutters.
Yeah.
I don't know what did it. I know what did it. Up high didn't bother me at all. Climbing the ladder didn't bother me at all. Lifting the shutters didn't bother me at all. Bending down to put the screw in, that did it. And then it was like, you know the feeling, Oscar, where you're just like, That's it. I don't know. I was also reading a tremendous amount and viewing it on YouTube about spinal injections and,
you know, the whole pain management racket that is maybe a big racket. You know, maybe
it's worked for you in the past, though.
It has worked for me in the past.
Well, the first one's free.
No.
But the bass player for Van Halen didn't work for me this time.
No.
So he barely listened to what I said. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, don't touch the. We sterilize that.
I forgot.
You're an idiot. You're a dip. Don't touch it. Don't know that's what I care about. Don't do that. I don't want to do it over again. I can make more money if I don't. Da.
I forgot that Michael Anthony gave you your injection.
Here you go. Bye. I'm walking out now. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just going to leave. I'll leave you with my assistant, you know, my pretty boy assistant, and then the other assistant.
Wasn't one of the assistants the nurse that was like pre-programmed and you asked her a question that wasn't on her list?
No, the nurse was, I think English was not even a second language.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a third.
Should you have felt relief by now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
Certainly not worse pain.
Gotcha.
But you might say, hey, take it easy. Don't put up hurricane shutters.
Yeah, but you're taking care of your family.
Saving your life. You got to do it. Saving his life and the lives of others.
No, the property.
If somebody says it's a cat four and it's turning in, I'm in my car with the dogs and we are out of here.
And the family.
By noon tomorrow. Enjoy doing the show tomorrow.
Okay.
I will not be available.
A hurricane absence is an absence worth discussing.
Yes. But I'll probably be out of here.
Road.
Well, I'll call you. I'll call you from the road. If we beat feet, we're going to beat feet by showtime tomorrow. But okay. I don't think we're going to do that. The plan right now is to hold on to a hotel reservation that we have over on the other side of the state. Because you're trying to figure out where to run. When you see that cone... If I was going to go north, I finally said, well, there's really nowhere to run.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a room planned for Sunday night. I was going to come up and see in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was going to be a direct hit.
Yeah.
And then they started dicking around with right, left, left, right, right, left, left, right. I mean, it's maddening. If I sound like I'm a little squirrely, I'm a little squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't. And then Carla, you know, is like so many people down here. People are funny. The way they respond to a dangerous situation. It's like nobody wants to say, I'm nervous and I want to prepare. I'm not scared, but I'm prepared.
Do they think it's like a sign of weakness if they prepare?
The old people are weird. It's the same as they were down here with COVID.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. It's like, you know, I got the Republican army down the street. Still sending out their tea time requests. You know, Tuesday there's a cat four about 300 miles from us, you old morons.
They're
going to
get hit like Bishop Pickering. They're going to get hit with lightning.
This is my 6-1. I've never had a tree go through my anus.
Never? He's never had a tree go there.
I'm very pragmatic.
Yeah, you got to be.
I make a bunch of different plans, and then I'm not trying to be a nervous Nelly by putting up hurricane shutters. I'm trying to just err on the side of it.
Worst thing
that happens, I take them down. I don't think I'm going to need them.
I sit around. This is the same. I have similar conversations about other subject matter, more like 5 years, 10 years down the road with my wife, where I sit there, and then sometimes... I'll be very, very honest with you all. I sit there and I'm like, is this worth even having a conversation about? Because
your level of engagement will never be matched, right?
I feel like an a-hole saying that, but like...
But it will never be...
It feels like
there's
a glaze.
The level of concern you have for certain things will never be matched. I believe I've lived most of my life like that.
Mm-hmm.
My level of engagement with politics and with sports and with my career and with that, I feel as though it's just never going to be matched. So, why bother? But I can't help myself.
No, that also has a lot to do with our careers and the way that they're built, because you unfortunately get pre-programmed to trust no one, expect nothing. Expect the worst.
Yeah.
And then
part of being broken.
Live your life in a broken, paranoid fashion.
Mm-hmm.
towards success somehow, right? Which is survival.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, if you want me to paint a real extreme picture,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I give you Jeffrey Dahmer's father.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a disengaged human being? A man who he didn't have warning signs. He had a billboard
yes.
on the inside yeah. of his car window, mm-hmm. and he went la 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 la, and just chose not to deal. You know
what
and
episode down here, are you on that show? The Dahmer
I finished
show.
It.
Oh, because I'm on yeah. the episode, I guess three, and I don't know. People love it, but it's just not funny to me.
you're not watching it.
No, I am actually.
You're watching it?
Yes.
The guy's pretty good that plays Dahmer.
He's great. It's Evan Peters. He was on American Horror Story, yeah. and he's done.
Yeah,
some
he always plays
stuff
kind of a scary dude.
Oh, he's extra plus double scary in this though.
Now down here, you know, you look around and you see certain neighbors that are doing the same thing I am. And then you see certain companies that are starting to roll in
yeah.
and put up these shutters. And then you see a few houses that have the automatic. They all have kind of different types of these
tactics.
Shutters.
Yeah.
And, you know, I woke up this morning and it was just it was an automatic. It was like, you have to do this.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do this because there might be a chance that, you know, and when you look at your pretty little windows, it's nice to protect them,
they're
you know.
Hyper expensive now. They're three times the amount they were before COVID hit
mm-hmm.
because
right.
of the supply chain.
And I say you leave the shutters up, but paint them pretty.
Have graffiti. They look like they're ripe for graffiti.
No, yeah, they are.
No, they look like they're ripe for some horror movie.
Now, what come I'm going to do.
In. Yeah, come on in.
We are going to write on them.
What
we
are you going to write?
Well, we're going to write the instructions as to where they go, unlike the 400-year-old yeah. man that lived here before.
That's good. I thought you were going to do something a little
big
more.
Yeah. Bedroom.
The big bedroom.
Bedroom.
Big
bedroom.
Not
that's
master.
The big,
not master
that's
bedroom.
The big bedroom. Great direction there, Fritz. Well done. Put them on the big bedroom window.
You can color code the screws as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hate when anyone takes a moment to try to organize, but it's like a half-assed organized situation.
Oh, it's so half-assed.
Yeah.
It's so half-assed.
For the person that receives that package or the you're about to execute, you're like, okay, this isn't going to be so bad. Somebody was thoughtful. No, they were thoughtless because they started it and then they got bored and
right.
then they stopped with the project.
Yeah, that's all going to be post-hurricane when we... When we reorganize
color
those shutters.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know?
One time we got a secondhand crib. There was a brief time when both kids were in cribs at the mm-hmm. same
cribs
time.
I don't know who designed them.
Oh, they're horrible.
Insane.
And when we got the secondhand crib, I said, do you have all the hardware? He says, yep, you're going to have no trouble. It's all in this bag. And it was a Ziploc bag with every yeah. flipping screw in the world in
I
it.
I picked up my sister's first crib like from someone... in Rockville, Maryland, and had drove it to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I had a bag of screws. And I was like, how are we going to do this? They're like, we can do it. It took hours.
Yeah.
Hours.
It's even when you know what you're doing, it's a long
yeah,
it's
was
a long procedure.
Two decades ago.
Now, I file this next thing under the heading of first world problems.
Okay.
That this all started with Oscar Santana. So I blame him for this. And we have a... Italian joint that we like to go to.
Yeah.
And my friend Andy and his date and me and Carla. It's our second, maybe third time going to this restaurant that we like. Now, the cool thing about that, no, it's the second time. Because the first time we met was right after we'd done the show with Affogato,
mm-hmm.
where I never
mm-hmm.
knew what an yeah. Affogato was.
Right.
So the Affogato, when we ordered at this restaurant, did I tell this story on the
no.
air?
No.
They brought, maybe there's an Affogato that's served in a restaurant that's better, but I don't think there is.
So this we should explain what
okay,
it is.
Okay, the Affogato is espresso that's poured over ice cream.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
That's what it is.
Yes.
It's kind of a dessert.
Yes.
Well, at the place we went, the first time we went there, Carla and I get to eat one cheat meal per week. And it's usually Saturday night, and we save up for it, and we wait for it, and we're excited about it, and we make a big deal. Well, the last time we went to this joint, it was just great Italian food, pasta. And then at the end of the night, I said, you know, I'm going to try an affogato. And he said, oh, we have this wonderful, beautiful waitress that just said, oh, I think you'll like our affogato. They bring this thing out, and it's got the tall glass
like a
coffee
milkshake?
Cup.
Yes.
Oh, it's like a, got like a, the espresso at the table where they pour it over the ice cream. It's got a little cookie on the side.
Oh, nice.
It's got whipped cream. It's got
glorious.
And it's this just, and it's got a little piece of chocolate with it.
Glorious.
It's this amazing thing.
Yeah. It's a full dessert.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it because this is my highlight of my week. Mm-hmm. I'm like Steve Bridges. You know, like Steve Bridges likes to go out to eat. That's his thing.
Yes.
He posts pictures of every restaurant in Iowa, and he goes, it's like, the shrimp's pretty good. And he puts it on every, you know, every week you get like 19 pictures.
I'll tell you what, that's the best tenderloin.
I love Captain
That's the pork tenderloin. You can't believe it. So we go, and it's a different dude.
Oh.
And let me first say this. I am a supporter of the food and beverage community.
Yes.
My daughter is a longtime employee of the food and beverage mm-hmm. world. I know when you're, you know, getting someone that's doing the best they can. And this guy may have been doing the best he can. But my buddy Andy just came back from a golf trip. And he's telling some great stories about a buddy of his that first... one of the stories was about him getting food poisoning before the trip, mm-hmm. and then somebody gave him a gummy before, and it was the funniest thing. And I'm going, this waiter, I don't know how to describe how this guy did it. If he came over three times, he came over 15 times.
Yes.
And he's asking questions that are not making any sense. How do I describe this? It's that... He engaged when he didn't need to engage, and he engaged too much.
Okay. He was trying. He was putting the effort in.
And he was a nerd, and he was a dork, and he was just, his timing was terrible. But that was fine, because the ladies were loving it.
You sound like an abysmal monster.
Yeah, the ladies were engaging with this guy.
Why?
I'm trying to think one of the things. He said something along the lines of your spectacular experience is my pleasure or something like that. I'm like, oh, something like that. No, I'm like, fine. Right. I'm like, yeah, okay. Can he finish this great story? He's done. Then I tell my story about something. I don't even remember. It wasn't that big a story. And he pops in another five times.
Yeah.
Then he's asking questions all night long. The end of the meal comes. Right.
Right.
And it's delicious. We're ready to go. And I remember the affogato. And I say, can I have one of these affogatos? And Andy goes, oh, yeah, we had that last time. And he's got a little Boston. And I said, yeah, I'll have one too. And suddenly I realize he's just like me, where the meal doesn't mean dick. It's this coffee drink.
You were going through the motions to get to the dessert.
Right.
Yeah.
And suddenly... The guy that would ask permission to take a plate of empty clam shells off, and he'd ask it in a way that took 15 minutes, he's AWOL.
Oh,
he's gone.
Wow.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
time's a ticking.
So he comes back over, and how did he do it? I'm not trying to figure. I am sounding like a monster, but he comes over and goes, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But the espresso machine is broken.
Oh.
And my buddy says, it took half an hour for you to realize that. and it's just like, hate to be the bearer of bad news. Don't repeat yourself. And he's off. And then we're wrapping things up. And then it's just like, I said, no, we'll just get the check, please. Thank you. Another 20 minutes goes by.
Slow.
And I said, I am really ready to get out of here. And he comes like, we have one of our waiters go to the Italian place across the street, and we have espressos that we can now make your offer. I said, this is 35, 40 minutes from
the moment
and
has
I'm like,
passed,
yeah, you've
man.
Already shut him down.
You've yes. already shut us down. Yeah. And it's just like you get. And then by the time I left the table and told Carla to take care of things because I had to go outside, I don't know what Danny Dorkigan was doing. But you know, it's the moral of the story is that is a first world problem.
Yes,
and I was not super mean. In fact, I didn't have any interaction with her at all.
He walked away. He said, I'm done.
I walked out of there because otherwise I was going to go, you interrupted us 50 times when we were putting napkins on the table. It was my secondary wife's birthday dinner, and all I wanted was the stupid coffee drink.
Do you think
I wait a week for this meal. Yes.
Do you think if you had talked to him like that, he would have physically shrunk?
No, I don't know. He had that walk that just tells me, you know, he was Alton Brownie. Is what he was like.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was like.
There's also a level of, and I think we've all talked about this, and I've gone out to dinner a handful of times, but there are new faces, new people. A lot of the, like, the, I guess, established, like, service industry, that they've retired.
Yeah.
That gold, that touch that you expect, that's gone.
It's a formula. It's an algebraic formula, all right? Your level of perky friendly has to be matched almost equally with your level of competence. Mm. If you're perky friendly, friendly perky,
you better be good.
If you're a complete F up, which he was.
Yeah.
And I watched at one point and I said to my buddies, he talked to six people, non-tables on the way back. Server, bartender, hostess, like that.
He's a social butterfly.
But I think it doesn't matter. I think all of it. Was I think it was PHA. I think it was just absolute pre-hurricane anxiety. I think that's what I was going through.
No, you know? Waiting half an hour for an affogato is a problem.
I still didn't get it. I still haven't had my magic coffee drink, and I drink coffee now. But you know what that tells me? Hmm. You're right. Mike, who gives a Thank you. Thank you very much. We gotta take it. You know? I mean, you're going out to a nice restaurant.
I like hearing when you get upset at things.
Yeah, well, it just, you know, and then it was on the way home. It was like, well, so, yeah. Yes. I don't know what the waiter. Oh, his name was, the waiter's name, I think, was Andrew.
Oh.
And, yeah. And Saturday was ruined by him. We'll be right back.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's gonna get harder and it's gonna get worse.
Keeping it real,
when it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's gonna get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
Dummy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now.
Hey, Rob, do you have the music for the intro to the news by any chance lying around?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this portion of our program is brought to you by Legacy Box. It is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Each kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments, including safety stickers for every item. Each item is hand digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I didn't know that.
Chattanooga,
Chattanooga. Pardon me, boy. Is that the cat that ate your new shoes? Legacy Box.
Today we're just doing punchlines, Oscar. We don't have time to tell the joke.
Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families. They've been the industry leader in professionally digitizing family memories for over a decade. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s.
True.
Look at my parents smoke. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they turned to dust. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to take advantage of a limited time offer of 40% off and discover the magic of bringing your past back into view anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today and then use your Legacy Box whenever you're ready. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/TMOS.
corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage.
Would you like that sent to you again?
Yes, please. Okay. I'm a mess.
No, you're fine.
Back, hurricane, everywhere.
Affogato.
You might remember back all the way in June when John Cena set a record with the Make-A-Wish Foundation for fulfilling 650 wishes.
Yes.
Well, he's now being recognized by the Guinness World Records. Isn't it the Guinness Book of World
it
Records?
Is. But it is. Guinness says, Book.
All right. Yeah. John is listed under Most Wishes Granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, but if you ask me, he should have been given the title a while ago because no one else has fulfilled more than 200 wishes. Mm. He's been granting them since 2002 and is now the most requested celebrity. Back when he hit the 500 wish mark, John said, quote, "I just drop everything, and if I can offer a fantastic experience, I'll be first in line to do my part." Well, good for him.
He's that's a classy guy, and you know, any other celebrity would be screaming this themselves. And he keeps it quiet. Mm. He doesn't blow his own horn about it. And knowing how that organization works, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that's really cool that he works with them hand in glove.
Isn't the saying toot your own horn?
You can blow your own horn or toot your own horn. Okay. I think it's the same.
Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow
you
your
see, Oscar,
horn?
The guy walks into a bar and his shoes have been destroyed.
Oh, no.
Rihanna will headline the 57th Super Bowl halftime show on February 12th in Arizona. She confirmed the news with a photo on Instagram of her hand holding a football. There were previous rumors about Taylor Swift being the headliner. She was apparently asked, but it turned it down because she wants to finish re-recording her first six albums first. So far, she's done two of them, Red and Fearless. So maybe 2024. Yep. In related Super
Bowl
news, we can only hope. We can only hope. In related Super Bowl news, Pepsi is no longer the sponsor of the halftime show.
Really?
Oh no!
Wow! Did they get another? Did they get a third tier beverage to do it?
Spotify?
No, they got Apple Music.
Oh! Oh, look at that!
Yeah, pretty close though. Bingo, you were pretty close bango. With that one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest Oh, let me play my thing. Thank you very much. Where is it? One of the greatest movie villains of all time has left us. Louise Fletcher,
yes.
Who won an Oscar for playing Nurse Ratched in 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, died Friday of natural causes. She was 88. More recently, she played William H. Macy's meth-dealing mother on Showtime's Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
Her other credits include Exorcist II, The Heretic. That's not one I would list.
Not a great film.
Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Firestarter, Flowers in the Attic, and Cruel Intentions. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is it. That was her
really is.
Tour de force.
I believe Dahmer liked Exorcist 3. I think that was the movie that was the watching on video. Yeah,
he had his victims watch, which was weird.
That's nice.
Fletcher knew she nailed the part of Nurse Ratched when she watched Cuckoo's Nest at a theater, and the audience went wild when Jack Nicholson's character tried to kill her. She said, quote, "The audience stood up and yelled and cheered. It was unbelievable. I was thrilled." Louise was the daughter of deaf parents, and she paid tribute to them during her Oscar speech. Aww. So she was, one of the great all-time movie villains. I'll
Sinister.
Never forget that
Sinister.
Stare.
Yeah.
That horrible stare she had.
You know what I found out recently about that movie? Did you know that was produced by Michael Douglas, but for years...
He got an Oscar for it.
Yeah, Kirk Douglas wanted to play the Nicholson part, even when he was way too old to do it, but he kept... That was his dream role. He wanted to play that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty
for
cool.
True. That is for true.
A Lexington high school has a major pest problem. Yesterday, Nathan Spaulding, an English teacher at Henry Clay High School, posted a picture on Facebook of a snake curled up in his phone, on his phone.
Oh.
It's kind of a phone that sits there, wired, hardwired phone. He says it's just one example of how pests have invaded the building in Kentucky. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife staff identified it as a baby rat snake. That's the one Carla almost stepped on. That fell through a gap in the ceiling tiles. God. Can you imagine you're in a school doing your job and a snake falls from the sky?
No, thanks.
Ooh. Let me see. Spaulding told... Spaulding.
Spaulding! You'll get nothing in Leggett.
He said the same day a mouse fell from the ceiling of a different classroom, and another colleague has had three mice fall from the ceiling of her classroom since school started. Here's the quote. Our school is infested with roaches, spiders, and mice. Our school now seems to also have a nest of snakes living in the ceiling. Just another day living the dream.
Wow. A rat fell on Julia in her apartment the other day.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me.
Yeah. They shouldn't be up high.
Ceiling tiles.
Yes.
Not always
scary. Very scary.
Every time.
Very scary. Boy, Brett Favre, you haven't heard a lot about this, but he's in a world of trouble.
Oh, he is.
His weekly NFL show for Sirius has been put on hold. It's the latest business deal in jeopardy over the pro QB's involvement in a welfare fraud case in Mississippi. This ain't good. SiriusXM is pausing his show, and it comes as ESPN Milwaukee said it was temporarily suspending the ex-football star's weekly Brett Favre show, recapping Packers games. Favre allegedly conspired with former Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant to divert federal welfare funds towards the construction of a new $5 million-plus volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi. Favre is an alum of the university, and his daughter played volleyball at the school. He's not been accused of breaking any laws. He's denied any wrongdoing. The FBI interviewed Favre over a $1.1 million in speaking fees that he received back in 2017-2018 for talks that he allegedly didn't deliver. Favre paid back the fees, which had come from federal welfare funds, again, earmarked for low-income Mississippi families. What the F is going on?
Weird.
Text messages published earlier this month by Mississippi Today appear to show that Favre, together with Bryant, John Davis, former executive director of the Mississippi Department of Human Services, and nonprofit founder Nancy New, worked together to improperly divert state welfare funds. According to the text, Favre asked New, "If you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much?" New responded, "No, we never had that information publicized." It's a big conspiracy.
Wow.
Davis, who, what is he? He's the, what is his job? A lot of people involved.
Yeah.
Executive Director, Mississippi Department of Human Services. He pleaded guilty to both federal and state charges of embezzling federal welfare funds and conspiring to defraud the state, according to prosecutors. So I don't know whether this is the beginning of it or the end or what's going to happen.
I've been following this story for weeks now. And you're right, Mike. There's a higher level of conversation being had in the sports world about the decisions made and frankly, the infidelity of the head coach of the Boston Celtics than this huge story, which takes, you know, what is essentially a Hall of Fame quarterback conspiring with officials to divert welfare funds to for their own gain.
Mm-hmm.
In a state where they can't even get a water treatment plant correct in certain towns.
Yeah.
So their residents can drink clean water.
And with the level of poverty in that state, yes, of Mississippi, it's a, you know, it's a shame to see this crap going on.
And
you know,
he's still bright enough to text, "Can people find out though?"
Yeah, can people find out that I'm committing a crime? And now a little something, something. A woman who brought a wild raccoon into a North Dakota bar is facing criminal charges. Erin Christensen was charged with misdemeanor counts of A, providing false information to law enforcement, B, tampering with physical evidence, and C, my favorite, unlawful possession of a fur bearer. Christensen said her family found the raccoon on the side of a road about 3 months ago. And of course, they named it Rocky.
Of course.
Seems like a
natural.
She said they were nursing the animal back to health with plans to release it back into the wild. Why it was at the bar? Well, why not? The raccoon loves Fireball. I should have gotten that line right, but I've been putting up shutters all day. Raccoon. I just wanted to say raccoon the right way.
And from now on, let's just say it that way. Raccoon.
Hey, do you like talking about rich people? Well, you know who does? Oscar Santana.
Santana does.
We have a new feature we're going to debut on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up next. It's called Santana on Wealth. Santana and Your Money. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, ladies. ladies. That's Twitch.
And that handsome devil is a motto. And we're back with more TMOS True or False.
Oh my goodness! The character of Polly Christine is played by renowned British actor Jude Law.
Hey, that's friggin' unbelievable.
As a child, Ponyboy Matt Bloom appeared on Sesame Street in an episode where he was taught to count by a Muppet.
That's right. And that's all.
Trip Affleck single-handedly beat Bobby Flay in a cooking competition by preparing a bowl of cereal, buttered toast, and a glass of ice water.
Correctamundo.
You save when you shop online at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the fact, Jack!
Have your purchases shipped to your door or pick them up at the store.
Click that banner and buy, buy, buy!
About that. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, turn my microphone on. Hey, everybody. People will try anything to lose weight. Insane workouts, eating nothing. What are you playing there?
That's The Flick. That's by the house band at the Motown Studios, the Funk Brothers.
Cool. I like it. People will try anything to lose weight. Insane workouts, eating nothing but grapefruit, questionable teas.
Teas?
But if you're looking for a more sustainable approach, Noom Weight is ready to help. Their psychology-based approach gives you the knowledge and support to build lasting results. Noom Weight focuses on progress instead of perfection. Progress isn't a straight line. As a matter of fact, I think Noom does something subconsciously for me that gives me a chance to recognize that my off days are part of the process. Mm-hmm. Noom Weight helps me get back on track. Choose your level of support from 5-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching. I love their weigh-in. I weigh in with Noom every single day now. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution. And active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it. I love Noom. Carla loves it. If you are done trying everything to lose weight, then try Noom Weight. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. Now, new feature. Very excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar Santana on Wealth. Hi, Oscar.
Hi,
Oscar.
I sometimes will find myself on a... And this actually comes from some research I was doing into the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. And Pony on Friday, remember when I said, hey, do you mind looking at these analytics?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there should be a bump because we're now on YouTube Shorts.
And when you asked him if he minded, did he say yes?
He didn't. No, he was fine. He understood that this wasn't going to take long. Okay. So...
yeah, exactly.
We did it together, and it didn't take long.
Never does.
It's funny when you see a graph that looks like a hockey stick, where you're like, where you see the growth.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on a couch, and Pony's in front of me, not 3 feet in front of me at his station, and I'm seeing this. He goes, there seems to be an impact. And I said, when you see, I see the hockey stick, Pony. That means something big's happening. There seems to be an impact. Pisses me off when you say that.
This is good news that he doesn't have the capability of interpreting in any positive way because he's the Debbie Downer of Debbie Downer.
No, it's because you guys didn't know, you couldn't see what the statistic was. That was what I was trying to find out, is what was the statistic we were looking at?
Okay, fair. But
all right, I go broader brushes, though. Yeah. I go broader strokes with this. What was your overall experience of digesting the analyticals positive?
I think it was.
I think it was.
It was great. It was great news.
But you started off with something.
You hit the lottery.
Something's happening.
It was cool. Pretty cool.
Did you have a hard time seeing the graph because of that thundercloud that was over his head? That dark, black, thick cloud that was following him?
I'm sorry. I'll cure my depression immediately for you.
I gave you a range. Don't make it about you. I gave him a range of dates. And so we came up to this conclusion you were coming at, Mike, when I saw right away that there was an impact. And if you don't know, YouTube Shorts are being weighed heavier within YouTube's algorithm.
And I'm wearing some right now.
And we have a long legacy of long format content. So I was just tripling down of what we learned
this
past summer.
Wanted to make sure you were applying it, yes.
And it was working. During that time, I logged in on my end because I want to take a deeper dive. I got my answer from Matt, and I said, okay, that evening, let me look at what's actually creating this. And, you know, I enjoy this part of life. Mm-hmm. Some people might think it's boring. Some people might think you're taking your work home. I like seeing this stuff just to see.
Seeing the stats.
Yeah. And what grows.
Number crunching.
And how things don't grow or what's working, what's not working. Through this process, I stumble upon Yacht Snobs. And that is the video that's being recommended to me. I don't know what Mike O'Mara's show
Yacht Snobs?
Yes, Yacht Snobs.
Is it hosted by a guy?
It's not a series. It's literally the most bootleg, like, filmed during the pandemic because people have masks on.
Right.
And it's a group of guys talking about, these are yacht brokers. For those of you not in the know, apparently you can
buy. Rob didn't know what yacht brokers were.
That's why I said that.
Well, I didn't know that people made a living off of it. I assumed people had to sell them, but I didn't realize there was like a buy and sell market.
Yeah, most people get rid of their boats, then you have to sell them.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you don't sell them yourself, you sell them through a broker.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning. Why are you
sometimes
so upset?
I just like to look at I just like to look at Rob and just go.
Well, I mean, it never occurred to me. You know why? I don't run in yachting circles.
Well, neither do I.
I don't run in yachting circles either.
It never occurred to me.
This is why.
You've been to a boat show.
Yes,
I
have.
You've done remotes at boat shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, who do you think the guys are that, what do you think those things just, Phil calls Tony and says, hey, my $150, my 150 foot yacht is for sale. You want to buy it, Jim?
Well, no, well, I understand there's dealers, but when you said brokers, I have said it was like a buy and sell market. And that's what surprised me. And you know what?
I'm still confused.
It makes perfect sense to me now. It hadn't occurred to me. Yeah. Yacht broker.
So broker is what threw you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yacht dealership, okay. Yacht salesman.
Well, I think broker is a fancy term for a salesperson.
And after you buy a yacht, you certainly are going to be broker.
Like, no, but I mean a real estate. Okay, Shecky. See this? It supersedes any desire to learn.
Well, no, it doesn't at all. We're still learning.
Yes, it does.
We're still learning.
He's correct. One of the worst investments in the world is a boat,
yeah.
Right?
No,
yeah. But like this, when you have a real estate agent wants to sound funny, they say, I'm a real estate broker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And usually the word broker tends to, in my experience, float around in high society.
It's million-dollar listing type of conversations.
Yeah. A broker is not going to rent you an apartment.
Yes.
Yeah. It's more highlight. And I understand that.
But you could call yourself an apartment broker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Selling the OC has all brokers. They're just selling real estate
brokers
in the $1 million, multi-million dollars. And which, by the way, I blaze through. So clearly, I have a fascination with the world that I don't know. And I start watching these guys. And at first, I feel like they're jerks because they're sizing people up if they're actually a buyer or if they're actually there.
Nothing changes him.
To party.
Nothing changes him.
I'm just trying to mow ahead.
He just wants to play Sailing by Christopher Cross because he doesn't care.
Great yacht rock.
He doesn't have a care in the world. Doesn't matter to him.
What? No.
What you're talking about is funny.
I'm listening to every word he says, but 'tis my job to pepper with sound, no?
I know.
You do paint with sound. Yes. Mike.
Hey, pepper it with some of that Zydeco that I gave you, because I want to interrupt.
Okay.
Go ahead, Oscar. I didn't mean to interrupt.
The uniform of a true yacht broker, according to these
Hold on a second. I have to interrupt right now. Hold on. The Mike O'Mara Live Show is back. Saturday, April 15th. Legendary House of Blues, New Orleans, Louisiana. Tickets will be available to all of you soon. Bonus show subscriber day. Be notified. Exclusive pre-sale details coming up soon, Cher.
Yes, Cher.
That spring, Mike, Oscar, Rob, be headed to the city Dakar forgot to meet and greet you and entertain you as only they can. Fun and laughs and music, enterprises. Saturday, April 15th. Turn it off. Now we go back to the so you find yacht
brokers. When you purchased your boat, was it a boat dealership or did you buy it from someone else?
No, Mike, be honest. You built it. And it was beautiful. There was a lot of teak and his back
just
was
like
better than
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. It really was nice.
Yeah. He called it the Shawshank.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I bought it from a boatyard.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sure my guy that I bought it from was a broker.
Okay.
Sure.
A slightly used, new, I don't know how this works.
The last boat I bought was, I bought it with my brother-in-law and my sister.
Okay, great.
And it was new.
Great. So these are options that I'm not aware of because I've never purchased a boat. I've looked into
yet.
It briefly when Todd was looking for a boat and we were still friends.
You live so close to Potomac, you should have a boat.
Don't need, that's Hassle. Not my life. I know.
A pirate boat.
That as I'm watching these, the closest thing I've ever been to is the Annapolis Boat Show for yachts in my life, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So these guys are in Miami. And they're looking out of their headquarters at of like where their sales headquarters is, and they said, "This is what happens. Someone comes in with designer pants on, or a shirt, or a hat. That person's not there to. They're there for the party, and they're there for the champagne. They're never going to buy a yacht. The person we're looking for is the guy who's in like Crocs, dad shoes, Dockers." They look like they don't care, but they may have a nice watch on. That's the person that's going to buy a yacht.
So they really know how to profile the potential money men.
Correct. And one of the guys said, "Well, he goes, that's not true. Like, I've sold to well put together clients." He goes, "No, but think about it. Like, how many yachts have you actually closed on with the gentleman that looked like he was lost?" And mm-hmm. didn't belong there. And he had thoughtful questions. And
right.
And then as this was happening, people start coming into the showroom. And I don't know if this is a setup. There's like multi-episodes. I'm watching them. And it's always the guy that looks like, you know, someone's
a schlub.
He's going to a PTA meeting.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who closes the deal that day.
Yeah, we gotta close. I got back to school night. Gotta get to it. Yeah.
So I felt that way in the 80s when I used to buy my drugs. We have to take a break. But that's your point, right?
I think that this world of the undercover millionaire and the millionaire next door still lives.
Yeah, I think if you're showing it too much, you're usually a poser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the way.
But in a world of excess and us celebrating it, that was shocking to see.
That's true. I mean, but if you're a Kardashian, all bets are off, right? That's the way it goes.
Very true. Very true.
We'll be right back after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
Catch the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn
time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Getting back into your normal routine feels great, but managing meal prep on top of all the chores that cool weather brings. Oh, I love this commercial, but it ain't for me.
Narrow casting.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. Not so much. Skip all the mealtime stress with Freshly. Freshly's got lunch and dinner covered with fresh-made meals delivered right to your door. And now, for a limited time, you can unlock exclusive end-of-summer savings mm-hmm. and get $125 off across your first 5 orders. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always taste dynamite in 3 minutes flat. Oscar loves Freshly. He's loving the zingy buffalo chicken.
Oh,
yum.
I love it. Love it.
Having one less thing on your plate never tasted so good. Take advantage of Freshly's end of summer sale and score a special deal, $125 off your first 5 orders at freshly.com/TMOS when you order today. That's freshly.com/TMOS. Freshly.com/TMOS for $125 off your first 5 orders. Rob, you're happily married. At least that's the way I understand it,
yes,
right?
Absolutely. And a matter of fact, someone had a birthday this weekend.
Mm. Oh, Carrie. I said happy birthday to Carrie.
Yes, she said you did, as a matter of fact. She's 54. She loves what I said.
54. She's a baby. Yeah. So when you come in today and I said, well, what happened over the weekend? You said you got stood up.
I did.
That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it should. Because what happened is we went out to dinner. Her actual birthday was Friday. And I gave her gifts on Friday, and we went out to a little dinner in Leesburg on Friday. But our date night, our surprise date that I had planned for her was Saturday. And we went into Arlington. I got her tickets to see David Koechner, who had been on the show. Mm-hmm. And Rob Mayer was opening, and she's a big fan of Rob as well.
Yeah, this is everything Carrie would want.
Well, actually, she was very excited. Yes. It was the whole deal of the date. And the
congratulations to those guys on what apparently was just a killer weekend.
Oh my God,
at the Arlington
so funny.
Draft House.
So
right?
funny. You know what you would love about David Koechner when he's on stage? He's a storyteller, mm-hmm. not a one-liner guy, not a joke guy.
Oh, I right. love storytellers.
And he does some amazing yeah. stuff. He was fantastic.
Yeah, well, you can tell, you know, he's a smart guy.
Oh
and
my God, yeah.
You know, I would love to see him when they perform down here. So I plan on putting it on.
And
my
another list. Thing they did that was really awesome, that I didn't want to really get into mm-hmm. it, but when Rob, who was the opener, hands it off to the headliner. They come out and they do about 5 or 10 minutes together mm-hmm. for the crossover.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's beautiful. It's so, so well done. It was really, really
They've got
well.
A really great relationship, those two, and they travel the country together.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot more fun than even I thought I would, and I had high expectations. So the fancy-ish dinner that we went to on Saturday night is a place called Peter Chang. And there are several of them in the area. We've gone to the one in Richmond a few times. And they
Italian?
Yes, exactly, Mike. They have some food that we both really enjoy. They do a beef and cabbage dish that Carrie's crazy for. And because I wasn't sticking, I would say, to the letter to my diet, I did have the crispy pork belly, which is
so, that sounds amazing.
It's unflippin' believable.
Yummy,
so
yummy. There
are three Peter Changs in the area.
Yeah. It wasn't really slammed. It was about maybe an eighth of a mile from the old WAVA, Mike. And mm-hmm. We went in and there was two other people in the restaurant. And all the servers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I said, Carrie, they must have just opened. How long have you been? They've been open since 2015.
Well, it's early.
I'm hoping that the business picks up for them that day and overall, because the food was sensational. So we have mm-hmm. a great meal. We all get what we like. And a glass of ice water, which is not exactly what I wanted, but it was nice, lovely. And then
you have particular moments, and not to always belabor this.
No, not at all.
Whenever you tell a story, you're in the future. But do you have moments where you're like, you miss it more
at
than
a
ever?
At a Chinese restaurant, the notion of having a nice cold Tsingtao with some spicy Szechuan food, it did cross my mind. Yeah. But you know right. what? You do without. You
as
do
without. Koechner told us, we've lost that privilege.
Yeah, we've lost that privilege. We can't dance with that guy anymore.
Yeah. And that's just, and you know, it's really not all that much.
No,
you know?
It saves a lot of money on the check.
I mean, when I have a light weekend, you know, where I'm just chilling out and I don't overdo and you wake up bright and early and find out you got a hurricane coming on Sunday, it just makes it better.
It does. It helps. Can you imagine if you had been slightly hungover and you had to do those?
I'd be a hot mess today. Yeah. And I'm already half a mess. I've been so dehydrated, my hands have been cramping.
Oh, that's bad. You know what? You have to eat a banana. You need some potassium is what
I
you
do?
Need. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So if you have any potassium pills, that will be good, but also just the banana helps. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
So we have this great meal. Service was fast because we're the only people in the restaurant. And we have a nice leisurely ride over to the Arlington Cinema Draft House. Mm-hmm. And we're on the way, and I get a text. And Oscar says, can't come to the show. Please give my... And the plan was...
To hang out.
That we were all going to hang out and meet there.
Yeah.
And he blew us off.
I didn't blow you off.
And because he didn't show up. He bought tickets, and he just didn't come. And then Carrie, after I have gone out of my way for two nights straight to make her happy, she says, oh, I was really hoping to see them.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Me too.
Yeah, so.
So who was the culprit?
I don't know how to put this.
I think you do.
That's always a good start.
My wife was being a...
Oh, my God.
That's a horrible, my God.
Horrible word.
You got to bleep that, I imagine.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Bad word, bad word, bad word.
That wasn't too loud. Wow. That felt good to get off my chest. Jesus Christ.
Oscar Santana.
Deck man, great memories.
Don't bring him into this.
He know, deck man knows. Wrong. He knows.
That was the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm putting all hands on deck.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Okay.
Can I play one just to cleanse
sure.
the palate?
Okay. Go right ahead.
Yes. All right. Don't say that word, Oscar.
Space Force.
You know, it's a shame they're not a Navy outfit. They could be the Sea Force.
Sea Force.
I don't want this as the TikTok pony.
Okay.
No, none of this. I don't need this in my life.
I want none of that.
But I will say that I don't know what it feels like to be taken care of and given plans and saying we're going to do this and not have to worry about anything. I went out of my way, purchased tickets, wanted to support Rob and Koechner. They were kind enough to come on the show. Mike, you know, if anything, I love going and being the emissary for the show and showing the flag.
Yeah, and you
and
like a good comedy
there.
Show. Oh, yeah, also. You like going to comedy
I'm pumped.
Shows.
I'm excited about this. We're going to have a great time. I spent all day at Podville Media on Saturday just breaking through emails and gearing up, putting together banners for a big announcement. Just you know, getting ready. And I'm texting my wife. I'm like, hey, just please be ready by this time. I don't want to be late to this. We're meeting Carrie and Rob. Zoolander's going to 9:30. Like, I'm just like peppering with information.
Yeah.
She drops on me roughly like 5-ish.
Or a 7 o'clock show.
Yeah. That she's not feeling well. And 40-year-old Santana would have been like, great. See you later. Gonna roll on my own.
Right.
44-year-old Santana says, well, this is a trap. And by that, I mean, I go alone and make use of that one ticket. So it's not a full loss, and see my friend Rob and represent the flag of the show. See his wife, his beautiful wife, Carrie. Two, I could maybe just soften what is not feeling well, which means she doesn't want to go anywhere. I think we all know that code from being married.
That old gag.
To say right back, I'm like, hey, like, you might not be feeling well now, but like Koechner's gonna kill, and it's Rob. You know Rob's funny. Like I'm selling her on feeling better.
Yeah,
and
you know what is the best medicine, Mike? Is laughter.
Yes,
ha 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 ha.
I feel better already.
And
there you are. My back still hurts.
I write back.
Sorry, buddy.
I'm still at work at this point. Yeah. I write back and I say, "Hey, like we got the tickets. Not that that's the end of the world, but this isn't a big ask. We barely get to do anything." This might be fun for both of us. And she writes, ... I'm waiting for this long, like, okay, like, we're going to make this happen.
You're expecting to get
and
more and peace.
The longer it is, the more it's not going to happen.
And all I get back after all of that, ... like someone's typing, no.
Two letters.
Like that's it. She was trying just to says, compose something, said, but then she said no.
She gave up, yeah.
She just doesn't want to go.
Doesn't want to go.
Nothing's going to get her to go.
Nothing's going to get her to go.
You guys blew it. It was a great show.
At that point, I know it's a trap. Like, I know there's no way I can go and have fun. What did I write you?
You wrote, I don't want to put up with what's going to pay. If I were to come by myself, I don't want to pay for what it was going to cost me tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be a Sunday of guilt trips.
Yeah. He didn't need
right?
it. Yeah.
Did you, by not going, did you reap the rewards of the guilt trip on her part?
No.
No, I think at that point, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have everything to lose, and if you don't go, you just stay even. So you don't gain anything.
There's no upside. That's why I said we're going off to sea when when this segment started. Because what ended up happening is I race home on the off chance. Like, Hail Mary, like, I'm
like
ready.
Maybe the last minute, yes, last minute, yes, change.
Like,
of heart.
We can still make it. Maybe a little late. We can still make and surprise them.
Yeah.
I walk in and the dog comes and greets me. No one else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is my night. This is what I get for getting married.
This Where was she in the...
Just in the bedroom watching Cheers or whatever she watches in reruns.
Just not, not showered
I don't
or
know,
anything.
You know. Wow. Whatever's on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Just not engaged.
Was she... Did she say anything to you at all?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's just done with it.
Yeah. And I just felt like...
She say anything to you today, Rob?
Not a word. Yeah. Not a word.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You know what? I'm starting to think what Mike's starting to think. Maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it was me.
No. Not
maybe
at all.
You sold it wrong. We should have said, well, Rob will be there, but we don't have to sit with him.
I debated about even saying, I was like, what should I cover for her? What should I say? But I'd rather give you two straight. Yeah. Like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, well, there's no win in this situation.
That's a shame. Yeah. You missed a good show.
I missed a good show. And you know what I got to do, Mike? Is sit there and stare at the television by myself.
So look, you would be saying this to me.
Yes.
But, you know, that'll happen continuously unless you get a handle on it. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, dear.
That's it. You know? It's your house. Get your house in order. Get that house in order.
Someone
you know
had to pay
I mean?
For that house, right? Am I right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Or am I right?
I mean,
right.
We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back with the Town of Sound right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. And play your promo.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Mike, it's just before 5, actually.
What do you mean before 5?
It's just before 5.
I don't want it to be before 5. It's either 5 or it's not. What are they doing over there?
Well, it's a 79-minute show. They have to start just before 5.
Why do they have to start it just before 5? What the f*** is the problem? I don't f***ing understand this. We've been on this f***ing radio station for f***ing 20 years. I don't f***ing understand this. What the f*** is wrong with KCJJ? Just run my f***ing show at 5 o'clock. I don't f***ing understand it, Rob. F*** you and f*** everybody that wants it to be a little before 5. What the f*** am I doing? I'm a temperamental artist. Don't you understand these things?
Let's take it again.
All right. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, and I sure hope you join me for the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ.
I like the first take.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show, only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
There's something special about fall that brings us closer together. With a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove, creating those moments is easier than ever. You can enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit, plus portability, quick setup, and cleaning. And best of all, no smoke. That's right.
None?
The high-tech Solo Stove. No smoke. The high-tech Solo Stove construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more effectively. And there's so little smoke, you wonder how there's so much fire. They are brilliantly engineered, made with stainless steel, and designed to maximize efficiency. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire's blazing in minutes. They're so confident you'll love it that they're offering a lifetime warranty. And down here in West South Florida, some of us are even thinking about using the Solo Stove if we lose power to cook a steak.
Sure.
We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Marshmallows not included, please. Prepare for your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove fall event. Excuse me. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of the fall event deals. Hurry! The fall event ends November 10th, and cue the music for Town of Sound.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
You would think with Aaron Judge and the tape I'm about to play you that baseball would be having a hell of a year, but it seems like it's not as on everyone's mind like it was with the McGuire race. Am I right?
Well, there was a rain delay last night in Yankee Stadium, and I went to Betty Buy after that game. Did they come back and finish the game?
The Cardinals, Albert, is it Pujols?
Pujols.
Yes. Hit his 700th home run Friday night, which puts
and
him...
It was a big deal, but yeah. No, it's baseball doesn't get the same kind of ink.
Yeah, but that puts him in a club with Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds.
Albert Pujols, home run earlier tonight, was one swing away from 700 career home runs.
They care there.
700! Yes. Albert Pujols has joined the 700 home run club.
Now, I think
you know what? Seriously, I will always remember
what
the only funny thing that we ever did on the Kirk and Mike show.
Yes,
was we just randomly went off on a thing about Pujols, and it was something I had a story about it, and I think Kirk said something like, "You know, I like Pujols."
It hadn't even crossed my mind. Yes.
Yeah, and it caught me by surprise, and we did like 20 minutes on it, and the only funny thing we did.
Well, you know what? It was good, and then you got an ice cream cone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we looked over at Shamrock. He wasn't laughing.
No, was he there?
I don't know.
Okay. Mike, Ice-T is a funny man. And they were doing
excuse me, Rob.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
This has just come across my desk here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. What I meant was.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mike O'Mara Show Live is back, everybody. Saturday. Saturday, April 15th at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans. Tickets will be available to all of you soon. We'll let you know as soon as we know. So get ready. Bonus show subscribers will be notified with exclusive pre-sale details. Nice. This spring, Mike, Oscar, and Rob will be headed to the city that care forgot it. It's going to be Saturday Tax Day, April 15th. Make your plans accordingly. We will be selling tickets shortly. A great chance for all of America to congregate and partay. No better city for a good time than New Orleans. And the House of Blues is right in the middle of it all, in the heart of the French Quarter on the historic Decatur Street. The food, the drinks, the laughs, and a bit of voodoo magic. Hoo-law. The past few years have been tough, and we're ready to blow off some steam. We can't wait to host the most dysfunctional family reunion ever. It's been way too long since we've gotten together, so plan to be there April 15th, and we will see you there. Now back to Town of Sound, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa, there it is.
There it is. Mike, when is it that some... Ice-T. We're talking about Ice-T. Funny man.
Ice-T.
They were talking to the cast of Law & Order that's now been on the air for 60 years, which I think is great.
Wow.
And they were saying that Law & Order, who would be most likely to do something on the cast?
Okay.
And here's Ice-T when he's asked the question about Mariska Hargitay.
I'm going to play who's most likely to...
Who's most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
This is definitely Mariska.
Hello! I have talked my way out of so many speeding tickets, and I have to applaud myself because I've done some excellent and creative work.
She's like, I'm a Captain Benson from SVU, and they might say, oh, I know you, I like you, and get out of the speeding ticket. With me, I'm black.
Now, Mike, I want to emphasize the fact that cannibalism is not okay, and this is not a funny tape.
Okay.
But
yeah,
in Michigan, a man was convicted of murder and cannibalism, and the man he ate was named Kevin Bacon.
Oh, no. Not funny.
It's not funny at all, because cannibalism and murder is sad and twisted and wrong.
He ate bacon.
He ate bacon. Kevin Bacon. That's right. Not the famous one. Different right. Different guy.
On that date, were you with Kevin Bacon?
Yes, I was.
Did you use a knife to stab Mr. Bacon?
Yes, I did.
After Mr. Bacon was dead, did you remove part of his body, specifically his testicles?
Yes, I did.
Did you remove those testicles?
Oh, no.
That's yeah, he did.
Sad.
And they didn't go into, because, you know, once you got him on murder, you don't really need to get to the cannibalism charges.
Oh, God.
But
the details.
He removed certain parts of the body and took them to the kitchen.
Jesus Christ.
God.
Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile, on American Airlines, Mike.
Yeah, I'll be thinking of that one at dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah, man, I hope I get an avocado.
Mike, meanwhile, on American Airlines, we can close with this. I've never heard of this. A gentleman hacked the PA system. And so he was able, without being able to reveal himself, grunt over the PA system while the plane was flying.
So you're saying he didn't walk up to the front where the phone is?
No, he hacked in somehow. And I must be computer-oriented. And then, of course, they had to apologize.
Funny.
really don't need to hear the apology.
That is such a great sound. If you had the ability to do that.
Oh, it's like a Bluetooth
thing.
That's
just so funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, we relay.
Thank you for flying American. And Mike, that's all I got.
That's fantastic.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted down here in West South Florida.
Yeah, be safe down there.
As far as what's happening. Just a real ball of sunshine in a house that's surrounded by aluminum now. Yes, sirree. Hope it doesn't blow away. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. You maybe know me a, on a computer.
Be very safe now for kids to play baseball in your yard.
Yeah, go right ahead. Only one really giant palm tree that's in the front of the house that could crush the entire house.
Or it could fall in the street or not fall at all.
Yeah. Hey.
Holidays.
And don't forget, Saturday, April 15th, House of Blues, New Orleans, Louisiana. Saturday, April 15th, New Orleans, Louisiana, House of Blues. Save the date. We'll see you tomorrow for Robin Oscar. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Like to hear a Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force spirit.
You gotta play by the f***ing rules. Not all heroes wear capes.
Shut the f*** up.